Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 97. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, as always. Today, want to delve into honing your craft and kind of also honing mine also. Want to share a couple of things in regards to me and, you know, kind of what I do. Quick quote, you just want to hone your craft, whatever it may be. So basically, it's improving and constantly getting better at what you're doing and what you're passionate about. Now, there's always a challenge for everyone to get better at whatever they're passionate about and what they're good at. But there comes a question of how are you going to do it? I mean, for me, it's all about continuing to hone my craft daily and consistently. And writing every day is what I love to do. So the challenge is writing content that impacts others and will make people think. It's not about really me being right. And you guys have kind of heard that in previous podcasts. I'm never afraid of like what the world will think, you know, when I share my writing, because in all honesty, like not everyone will relate to what I'm writing about. That's why I write about so many different things. So I always feel like there will always be some sort of subject matter that someone will be able to relate to. Now, for me, I'm more concerned about the people who consistently read my content and want a fresh new perspective on whatever's going on in life and what's going on in the world. So getting better in writing, getting better in writing consistently, you know, it's something that, you know, no one has even thought about. And it's honestly what keeps me going. So it also lets people know that, you know, you're not fixated on one specific subject area. Like, it would be like me just sitting and writing about, let's just say, you know, people being homeless all, you know, and that's just the only content that I write about. Like, I don't want to like sit and write about that all of the time. I mean, you know, you can write a lot of different stories about that and what it consists of and all that stuff. But I want to make sure that I, you know, tackle other aspects of what's going on in the world. I know there's authors that will sit and say, okay, these would be like my 3 to 5 things that I want to write about the most. And then they kind of go from there. But I always feel like, you know, depending on like what you're good at and, you know, what you feel comfortable in writing about, then you kind of go from there. Now, there are subjects that I will not touch ever. And those two things I will kind of talk about later on down the road. Honestly, the most challenging thing for me is, you know, writing stuff where I'm setting the scene, making sure that a person can visualize, you know, what I'm writing and what I'm trying to get across, and getting a person to feel a little bit, getting a person to emote, things of that nature. I've had people read my stuff and go, whoa, that was intense. And then there's, you know, some of those books where people read it and go, wow, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective on, you know, on how you kind of wrote that, or how you, you know, you kind of thought about life in that regards. So what's the advice that I can give you guys that will help you with honing your craft? Well, I'm going to give you 5 things. Number 1, know what your goals are and why you're doing it. If you're doing something just to make a quick dollar, make money, be rich, all that stuff, that's only going to last but for so long. And then you're going to be looking for something else to keep your finances going. And then you're going to move on to the next thing. So try not to be too focused on doing what's trending at the moment. The whole being an entrepreneur is the whole trending thing, but there's a lot that goes into it. And there's just, you know, a myriad of things that people don't realize and understand and know, but that's the realities that they find out later on down the road. Number 2, be consistent in whatever you're doing, even when you don't want to do it. That all boils down to discipline. And I tell people, you can be great at what you do, but if you're not disciplined enough to go, you know, sit down and do the work and be focused, it's going to be hard to, you know, maintain the consistency, to be brutally honest. Look at the look at let's just look at athletes, right? They have to be literally disciplined pretty much every off season to make sure that they're working on getting better at something or strengthening their body or becoming stronger or building more muscle or losing some weight or, you know, whatever it is. So let's look at, let's just say basketball, because basketball is somewhere where you have to really have certain skills and attributes in order to really be able to maintain, you know, a career, whether it's in the NBA or it's in the G League or it's overseas. You've got to constantly work on your craft. So it's a year-round job if you really think about it. You do get, you know, your time off and things of that nature, but you got to look at your favorite athletes, let's say, and you see how they've continually got better. They've added new things to what they do. And that's what it boils down to when you're focusing on your goals and you're honing your own craft. It's how consistent can you be on a regular basis, but also how disciplined can you be in, like, okay, I've got to get this work done today because I can't push it back. Number three, patience is the biggest component to whatever you're doing. Play the longevity game, and in previous podcasts I've discussed this at great length, but if you're patient in the process, you're going to achieve the results that you want. It applies to pretty much anything that you're doing, no matter what. You're going to consistently get better as time goes on. And, you know, that patience in the process will elevate you to where you want to be in your career and, you know, in your life. Number four, improve every day in whatever you're doing, which basically means growth is very important. So if you are consistently improving on what you're working on, you're going to really see the results. And you may not see it within yourself because you're in the trenches and, you know, you're going through the grind, but people will see it themselves and go, wow, you've made consistent growth in whatever you've been working on. For me, you know, when I first, you know, started, you know, writing, you know, when you look at the Struggles and Growth of a Man series, and then I look back on that and go, that was a really good series that I wrote. Like, that was really pretty solid. It was about a young man in his 20s, things of that nature. But now I'm writing a book. Now there's a new book series, A Man's Plight, and it's a whole different way of thinking. It's a whole different perspective of men's issues, things of that nature. So for me in 2016, 2017, writing that series compared to now, it's 2022 as we speak, and I'm writing about a whole myriad of other men's social issues that are going on. It's, wow, like there is really a lot of growth that's going on. And the funny thing is I always felt like in my gut that I hadn't really tackled all the major men's social issues. I kind of dipped and dived throughout the series and shared some things on the Struggles and Growth of a Man, but A Man's Plight, now it's each book is focusing on a specific men's social issue. You see what I'm saying? So that's where I see the growth in, you know, my craft and how I've been able to develop storylines and things of that nature. And that's the thing with you guys. You guys, if you improve every day and you start to see the results, you go, wow, that was great. Even some podcasts, some of these podcasts I do, a lot of these are like, okay, I did pretty good with these. And then there's always those 2 to 3 podcasts where I'm like, wow, I really nailed it. And those are the ones that I feel really good about. So the last one, number 5, love the good, bad, and ugly of it. It's not always going to be great. And that's the truth. I will say, there are going to be days you're going to be like, I'm not with it. I don't want to be bothered. That's just what you're going to go through. That's part of life. That's part of the process. Sometimes you do need to work half the day and not the whole day. If you're like, let's just say you're off, you know, from your full-time job and you're working towards something to kind of walk away from your full-time job. And you wake up and you're like, all right, I want to dedicate this whole day to doing all the work that I need to do. And then, you know, your energy level is not there. And you're just like, And instead of going at it for 8 hours, you go at it for four, you still are productive. You've still done stuff that's going to reach you closer to your goal. And then, you know, the next day you may be able to alleviate those 4 hours that you didn't do. So just, you know, don't get too high, don't get too low, kind of stay even, you know, as they say, even Steven in the whole process. You know, part of this game is really to love it and just not give up when things aren't going well. You know, you guys know how many years I've been going at this, and you guys know, like, everything takes time. Everything's a journey. I always keep telling you guys, just know your time is coming. You'll never know when, but somewhere along the lines is coming. Certain things will start to happen. Your energy will start to shift. You'll wake up late at night sometimes and be thinking about life. You'll start seeing angel numbers. Your spirit will be a lot, will kind of shift, and you'll start to be more in a positive light. You know, I've seen a lot of this stuff. I go through it too. So just know that those results will start to come. Try to be as positive as you can. You're not going to be every single day. That's not reality. I get it. Everyone's going to have good and bad days. But just visualize the process and know how far that you want to go. And just don't rush the process. Continue to hone your craft and continue to just work at, you know, things diligently, and know that every time you focus and you do something and you work towards something, it's getting you closer and closer to your goal. Now, who knows when that moment's going to come, but when it does come, just embrace it, enjoy it, soak it in, and then know that, you know, you've got more, you know, work to do, and it's no time to get too comfortable. So anyway, that's just kind of what I wanted to go through today with talking about honing your craft and getting better at it, better at what you're doing, and knowing that being mentally stable and mentally strong in what you're doing is going to help you, and it's going to go a long way. Trust me. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for more content this week. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.